These days, when grown-ups need some escapist reading, many of us sneak into the kids' aisle. We dive into the world of YA, or young adult fiction. Well, if that describes you, or you actually are a young adult reader, writer Juliana Baggett has these five recommendations for you.
A good novel doesn't just transcend the boundaries of its target market. It knows nothing about target markets. Young readers have always reached above their reading level, and lately, we've seen adult readers reaching into the world of teen fiction in search of no-holds-barred storytelling. Here are five titles for summer reading that will appeal to readers across age groups. In Martin Bedford's novel, Flip, the 14-year-old narrator, Alex, finds himself inhabiting the body of Flip, a charmer, athlete, and slacker who is foreign to Alex, who's never kissed a girl. Martin Bedford's novel portrays heartsick longing and tender relationships among family, friends, and first loves. In Lauren Oliver's Delirium, Lena Holloway lives contentedly enough in futuristic Portland, Maine, where a medical procedure cures people of deliria, aka love. In a world with a militaristic Pleasantville feel, evaluators make smart marital matches based on class. Haunted by the deliria-induced suicide of her mother, Lena toes the line. That is, until she meets a boy who knows what's beyond the electrical fences. Frances O'Rourke Dowell's 10 Miles Past Normal features Janie Gorman, a whip-smart, snarky, big-hearted narrator whose parents chucked suburbia for farm life. At 9, this delighted Janie. Now a hopelessly lost freshman, she smells like goat poop and she lunches in the library. Dowell offers the upside of embracing your own weirdness and barreling on with life. In the opening of Michael Northrup's Trapped, a tale of seven classmates trapped inside their high school during an epic blizzard, I thought, how bad can it get? Tensions build, however, as the snow does, accumulating in drifts, blocking windows, casting the story into darkness, and finally, this novel buries you. Northrup doesn't dive too deeply into a love story. As a result, with some parental vetting, Trapped might be a good read for middle schoolers who enjoy disaster tales. Kathy Ostler's Karma is a rich and unpredictable historical novel. Set in 1984, it begins with poetic diary entries from 15-year-old Maya, who is shattered by her mother's recent suicide. Half Hindu and half Sikh, Maya and her father fly to India with her mother's ashes. In the violent aftermath of Indira Gandhi's assassination, Maya is cast into the streets alone. Karma is a novel in verse that tells a whirlwind story with heartfelt emotion. Regardless of age, there's something to be pulled from each of these novels because some things never change. As it turns out, the search for self in this world is a lifelong one.
That's Juliana Baggett. She's the author of the forthcoming novel, Pure. You can find details about her reading recommendations along with other summer reading picks at our website. And please check out the summer books page at npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered.